Just a housekeeping item. There were three items that I believe are relatively quick that we had to bring from the morning agenda to the beginning of the afternoon agenda, but I think we can dispose of these relatively quickly. Carla, could you please call 936?
Mm-hmm. Accept bid of Cascade Bridge LLC for the North Rivergate Overcrossing Project for $15,891,102.
And this is a procurement report. We have Lester Spittler. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler, City Council. I'm Lester Spittler, the city's chief procurement officer. This is a PBOT project, and PBOT obtained an authorizing ordinance on April 3rd, ordinance number 189441. It's important to note that this is a federal aid project. PBOT was successful obtaining certification from ODOT in 2011 to participate in their local public agency certification program for delivery of federal aid projects. The engineer's estimate for this project before we solicited the invitation to bid was $17,712,521. The level of confidence in the estimate was moderate. We issued the invitation to bid in July. Bids were due on August 13th, and the city received 8 responsive bids. Cascade Bridge LLC is the apparent low bidder and is recommended awardee in the amount of $15,891,102, a little less than $2 million below the estimate. As I mentioned initially, this is a federal aid transportation project under the ODOT Federal Aid Highway Program. Because of that, the city is required to apply ODOT's Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Program goal to this project. ODOT set the goal at 13%. Cascade Bridge is responsive to the goal and has committed to utilizing 13.06% by using McDonald Excavation, a Native American bail-owned firm. It's also important to note that the city's compliance team will not be performing compliance on this project because it's an ODOT federal aid project. ODOT will administer their DBE program, their on-the-job site training program, as well as the Equal Employment Opportunity Program for the city. Cascade Bridge is located in Vancouver, Washington. They're in compliance with all of the city's contractual requirements. And with that, it is recommended that you accept this report and authorize execution of the contract. I have the PBOT project manager in the audience if you have any questions about the project itself.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Lester. Appreciate the information. I noticed that the goal of this project for minority women and emerging small businesses was 13%, and this contract, there was one contract, alleges they will come in at 13.06.
Yeah.
How did we get a goal of 13%, one, and two, how do all these, and does the federal government have a different goal process for their dollars?
They do. As a recipient of federal highway administration funds, ODOT is required to have a DBE program in place. So they have conducted a disparity study and have hard goals that apply to their projects. Because this is an ODOT-funded project, their goal flows down to the city and becomes the only goal that we can include in the solicitation. The federal government only recognizes disadvantaged business enterprises. They do not recognize minority-owned business enterprises or women-owned business enterprises. So the disadvantaged business program is a federal program, and they only focus on that certification.
And so are we putting PBOT dollars into this program?
I'm going to ask Dan to come up, and I don't know exactly what the funding split is. I'm sorry.
Dan, could you also state your name for the record, please?
Thanks, Dan.
Dan Layden, Portland Bureau of Transportation. I'm the project manager. there are PBOT dollars in this project. The way federal projects work is once you have federal dollars in a project, all of the dollars are considered under the federal rules. So we do have about $7 million in system development charge funds in this project. However, the rules that they have set up are that all dollars fall under that same category.
I find that problematic, let me just say, because as you know, we have some goals of making sure that women, minorities, and emerging small businesses receive their fair share of federal dollars. And so I'm just seeing way too many of these that just are woefully inadequate, and so I'm done. I guess you've answered the question that I had. I appreciate that. I understand a firm is located in Vancouver, which would have been another question. Why are we using a Vancouver firm? Well, the project is in Vancouver. But maybe I should know why we're putting Portland transportation dollars into a Vancouver project.
Commissioner Hartsey, the project is not in Vancouver. The project is in Rivergate Industrial District, which is in North Portland.
Oh, okay.
The contractor is based in Vancouver.
And is that a normal, is that normal for a federal contract for us to be contracting with people out of the state of Oregon if we're trying to achieve goals with Oregon small businesses?
I'll let Lester answer that question.
Yeah, as the federal regulations don't allow you to give preference to companies located in your state or outside of your state. You're not allowed to provide any preference in your solicitation. So anybody could bid on a federal aid project.
And I can say that the city, I believe in 2016, signed a certification agreement with ODOT and the Federal Highway Administration that said that for all projects that we bid through for certification process, we would use the federal disadvantaged business and enterprise practice, and also that would be administered by the Office of Civil Rights, and that is a requirement of their program.
And thank you for that. I appreciate that. So does that mean we get an annual report on how our dollars are being spent as they are merged with federal dollars and whether or not we're reaching the goals of making sure that Oregon small businesses that are owned by women and people of color are actually getting their fair shot? How do we find out whether or not we're getting any bang for our investment?
With the federal program, I'm not sure what the answer to that question is. I know that the federal program is a mandatory program. The contractors are required to meet that goal, and if they don't meet that goal, they face an actual penalty, a fiscal penalty. But our money,
I wish we would do that for the contractors that we contracted with, that there was a fiscal penalty for not reaching the goal. Maybe that should be something we consider. Thank you very much. I appreciate your straightforwardness about the federal limitations, but let me be clear, we shouldn't have those limitations at the City of Portland.
Mayor, I move the report.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Any further discussion? Thank you for the conversation.
Are there people signed up to testify?
This is a procurement report.
This is a report.
Please call the roll.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
I appreciate the conversation we just had about federal law, and I seem to remember from my days of practicing law that the federal government applies the Commerce Clause, which prohibits discrimination based on state borders, which is why there's open competition for these contracts. If we are bound as a matter of law to follow the federal rules, then we can complain all we want, but the only way to change that is to change the law in Washington, D.C., which I think should maybe be part of our legislative agenda. But for purposes of this procurement, you've satisfied me that we are following the rules, and I'll vote aye.
Hardesty.
Thank you so much for the information. I am not satisfied that the City of Portland does its fair share of making sure that contracting opportunities are available for all. I can appreciate that there are some federal regulations that are required when we're partnering with the federal government. However, that's not a good excuse to actually not focus on the goals that we have as a city, which is to ensure that we're creating opportunities for people who have not had those opportunities. I vote no.
Wheeler?
So this is an area, first of all, Commissioner Hardesty, thank you for raising the questions, because I learned something there as well. And this isn't an area I'm entirely familiar with, federal contracting standards and requirements. Philosophically, I agree with the commissioner that this probably should be something that we explore in our legislative agenda, because there does seem to be a disconnect between our local standards and what the federal standards are. And I agree with Commissioner Fish. It is a tall order for the City of Portland to be able to change federal policy, but we do have some stalwart leaders from the state of Oregon in Congress, and this is probably a worthwhile conversation for us to have. I agree that Portland is in a position where we can lead here on ultimately changing some of those policies. I vote aye on the procurement report. The report is approved. Thank you.
Thank you.